Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seidens. Top local story right now is wild pursuit in the Sylmar area. Seems to be over, comes to a kind of a strange end. Tommy in the traffic center, what do you got for us?
Strange is absolutely the way to describe this situation. At least the pursuit part of it is over. There was a white Mercedes SUV that was traveling at in excess of 130 miles an hour up and down the 5 freeway, finally exited off the freeway into some side street areas over in the Sylmar area. Now, the suspect actually parked the car, got out of the vehicle, met up with a few other people standing on the street, proceeded to take off the jacket that he was wearing, and then slowly and calmly started moving over towards the SUV that was being pursued. CHP rolled up on the suspect. The other people he was talking to, no longer in sight, but the suspect is now on the ground waiting on additional police instructions. Another CHP vehicle or police vehicle just pulled up to the scene, but the suspect is on the ground, so the pursuit is over, but the investigation is far from it. Chris, back to you.
Okay, Tom, thank you. An Uber driver says two passengers got into a vicious fight in his vehicle early this morning. That's why he pulled over. Over in the fast lane of the westbound 101 in Encino, one passenger got out, ended up dead.
But he wasn't killed in the fight. The Uber driver tells KNX it was a pretty nasty fight with a passenger in the back allegedly choking the passenger up front. So the Uber driver said he pulled over in the fast lane and called 911 as the passengers traded punches.
And they were just really trying to, like, hurt each other. Like, really hurt each other.
And then he said the passenger in the back jumped out of the vehicle and hopped over the center divider onto the freeway in the middle of the night, and he watched as the man was hit by more than one vehicle and was killed.
Started running. I saw him get hit. I couldn't believe it.
The front seat passenger also got out of the Uber, but the driver says he wasn't hurt. A CHP sergeant who was responding to the scene, going the opposite direction, was also involved in the crash. His windshield was broken. He suffered minor injuries. That stretch of the eastbound 101 freeway was shut down for the investigation. In Encino, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And a driver has been killed in a fiery freeway crash near Camp Pendleton. This happened just after 5 this morning when a car collided with a semi-truck on the southbound 5 freeway just south of the Aliso Creek rest area. The car got pinned against the center divider, then quickly burst into flames, trapping the victim inside. There's been some changes in the count of buildings burned by the huge fire in the northern San Fernando Valley. Officials now say 17 structures were destroyed. It's not clear yet how many of those were actually homes. The number of damaged structures has climbed to 58. Investigators are checking out reports that the fire might have started under a SoCal Edison tower in Sylmar. But fire expert Robert Rowe tells CBS2 it's too soon to assume that the flames seen there were sparked by falling power lines.
The hard part is being able to determine if that was the causational factor or if that was a residual factor. Say, for instance, a power line being consumed by fire and then failing because of that fire.
The fire is being blamed for the death of one man who suffered a heart attack while hosing down his home. An update now on that fire that killed two people and destroyed 76 mobile homes in the Riverside County town of Kala Mesa. It's now 94% contained after burning just over 1,000 acres. Both victims lived at the mobile home park that was decimated by this fire. Started when something began burning inside a garbage truck, and the driver decided to dump that in some nearby dry grass. Authorities are looking into possible criminal charges stemming from the fire. Well, in the near future, school kids can thank Governor Newsom for getting some extra shut-eye before starting their school day.
Across California, when this law is phased in, high school won't start any earlier than 8:30 in the morning, and for middle schoolers, it'll be 8 a.m. or later. This is a law that had been championed by medical experts who say if kids get just a little extra sleep in the morning, that they'll be sharper in class, that they'll get better grades. I've been asking students about it here at LA High.
Yeah, like, every time I wake up, like, right now, like, I'm tired, too. It'd be way better if we start at 8:30. city.
I don't like waking up in the morning, but if I have to wake up in the morning to get to school, I will have to do it.
You'll just do it either way?
Yeah.
Well, that's the student's take. I talked with one mom who says she's not buying it.
No. Late is the people lazy.
Now, for school kids who have a zero period who choose to start early, they'll still be able to do so as long as it is their choice. At LA High, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, Governor Newsom has signed legislation that will require the Education Department to evaluate all public schools, K through 12, in the state that conduct lockdown drills. Now, the bill's sponsors say students, teachers, and staff should know what to do in an active shooter incident. Right now, state law only says elementary schools have to run fire drills regularly, and middle and high schools must have them at least twice a year. Good news for homeowners in Inglewood. A new report says that that city is now the fastest growing housing market in the LA metropolitan area. An analysis by real estate data company Property Shark says home prices in Inglewood surged 63% between 2014 and 2018, with a median sale price shooting up to $485,000. Experts say the reasons include the city's proximity to LA's west side and the Silicon Beach tech area, also the excitement about the new football stadium that's set to open in Inglewood next year.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.